What is going on, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Tuesday Track Talk podcast featuring Three Stones Pit Crew. I am your gas man, Cam.
I'm your Jackman Kong.
And I'm your tire changer, Cam.
And we got another race on docket for you today. Feels like we're starting to get back into the swing of things a little bit here. Some racing action is picking up from multiple disciplines. Things are starting to ramp up again, and we're starting to get into the swing of things. But before we hop into some serious content debating tonight, as we always do, check in. How we doing, fellas?
It warmed up.
That it did.
It was above 0 today. It was actually in the 20s, but it's warm again.
No,
So,
it feels good.
yeah. Absolutely. Oh, well, before we get started, if you're really that interested into it, which I am boycotting this year, the Super Bowl is the Chiefs and the Eagles. If you're really just into football, I'm choosing not to watch this year. So if that's your cup of tea, have at her. I'd rather you're I'd watch, but I checked out this year.
Fair enough.
Let's just quickly before we get in the actual episode, why are we boycotting the Super Bowl this year?
Well, it's hard to beat when you're playing 14 on 11 or 15 on 11. The Zebras were in red. I saw a meme the other day. It says Patrick Mahomes wears number 15 because every time you touch him, that's the number of yards you get a penalty for.
Oofed.
So.
Oofed. Yeah, the old Mahomie does get all the calls.
Yeah,
I am approaching this one as I kind of did last year's. I'm just figuring out which team I don't like or I dislike the least out of the two, and that's who I'm going for.
so the Eagles.
Correct.
They beat the
Yeah.
Packers, though.
They did, but it's also decent to say that we lost to the eventual Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. Well, you
So.
have to get out your checkbook and call Roger Goodell and tell him to change the script around.
So, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, let's talk about some stuff we're not boycotting. Let's talk about some racing.
We should clarify. I know at the end of last week's episode, we said that
Yep.
we'd have a special guest.
Yep. That is going to happen. It will just be a week later than anticipated. So a little illness out of everyone's control kind of hijacked that situation. So
Stay tuned.
it is in absolutely in the works. A date is already rescheduled. We've got it all situated. So we're not just saying stuff to get clicks. We absolutely are following up on that. So apologies, but scheduled and coming.
Yep.
Street cred just went out the window on this false advertising we just released. It's all right.
That's
Better late than never. All
true.
right. Anyways, let's get into our regular scheduled programming here.
Yeah.
And I know we're all super tired because we stayed up and watched the Rolex 24. So we're just
How many
all
hours did
trying
you
to
want?
I got
You can be
about
honest.
a minute of watch time. I did see
Highlight.
that big Mazda wreck though. That was kind of cool.
Old
Smashing
four
shit up.
cylinders at Daytona.
Just destroyed some cars. Jesus. Well,
Yeah, the action.
we destroyed some cars in the Rolex race as well. The main event one. Some birds were also flown.
Dude.
A little protesting action there.
Or
Or
a
is
cyclone
maybe
would.
maybe the theme of this episode is boycotting. But
Maybe.
no, so I watched a good majority of it. If I had to guess, I probably watched about 12 hours worth of it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I
Whoa.
had it on.
Whoa. Well, you
So
watched 11.9 more hours than I did. Wow.
this it I said I probably said this last year, but I'll say it again this year, and I probably mean it more this year as well. This felt really big. Like this felt like a big deal this year.
Yeah, I would agree.
And it felt if like there wasn't a big NASCAR presence this year. Like Austin Cindric was in the race.
Still
What's
looks
his
like
name? Van
me.
Gisbergen. What's that?
Still looks.
Zilch was in it, which if you're going full-time cup,
Oh,
yeah.
sorry. I thought you meant encompassing all three NASCAR series.
Well,
My bad.
okay, so if you go with that, then yeah, you got Zilch in there. IndyCar, are you Parker Kligerman was in there. But then you had obviously a lot of IndyCar in there too, just obviously your regular sports car guys, but
Yeah.
no, it was really good. The GTP kind of came down to the end there after a little bit. The GT came down to the end as well. Yeah, the GTD came down to the end. And Austin Cindric's team actually ended up on the podium. They finished third. You saw the debut of Trackhouse Racing's number 91 GTD Pro Car in the race. They ended up finishing ninth in class. Yeah, ninth in class, 25th overall out of 61. And then Austin Cindric's team finished third in class, 19th overall. Funny thing, only three cars finished on the lead lap of the overall race,
Jesus.
which is expected, though. So, no, so the bird was flown by one of the Chevy camps, the Chevy Corvette cars. There was some team shenanigans going on. Surprise, surprise. But
Yeah, love
in this form
that.
of racing, that gets very heated. It's very looked down on. A lot of names, a guy that actually somebody that'd be familiar with, a little familiar with, Jordan Taylor. We had a couple of NASCAR races. He even chimed in and said, "Yep, I lost a ton of respect for so and so driver this year, this week."
We'll start
Yep.
name dropping.
Oh, I forget what the guy's name was. Oop, I had the page up. Let's see. Jordan Taylor. Oh, did I lose him? I lost him. Anyways, so there was some blocking going on that ultimately got a team car a chance to pass one of the Corvettes. There was some damage after the Corvette tried to jump out. And then, yeah, that car that was blocking got a penalty, a drive-through. And as the Corvette was going by, he just stuck the old arm out the window and gave him the bird on the
Even
way by.
the old one finger hello.
180 mile an hour, one-fingered hello. And even the announcer crew said, "Boy, you got to have some pretty strong arms in order to put in that much effort into it." Because I mean, he had the hole up to the elbow out of the window, so he made his point known. Definitely a little bit of drama. There was a big one in there as well at about the 8 hour, 9 hour mark. Pretty big wreck. Took out a couple of contenders there. But when it came down to it, the number seven Penske Porsche gets win number two, back-to-back wins for Team Penske in the Rolex 24. His cars actually finished on the both cars finished on the podium, with the sister car finishing P3. And then the Acura Meyer Shank car finished in second place overall. So
Penske adding to the well relinquished 2024 2025 year, I
The
call
year
it.
of Penske, the time of Penske continues.
If you can be at Penske, you can win
Anything.
literally anything at this point.
I know I sent it to you guys, and I want to see if I can find it here again. Hopefully it
Penske's winning
didn't.
some big races.
They win the
Yeah,
Indy
they are.
500 too.
He's won the Indy 500 2 years in a row. He's won the past three NASCAR championships. He won the past two Rolex 24s. They won the IMSA championship last year, and they won the, was it the hybrid of WEC, the World Endurance Championship overseas? They won one of those championships as well. Really, the only thing he's missing is the IndyCar championship.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's about the only thing he's missing. So it's insane.
Yeah.
So,
Why?
nope, I always enjoy the Rolex 24 when it comes around. I try to watch as much as I can. It's a bucket list of mine to try and stay up for all 24s.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah. One of these days, maybe when I'm retired. I got nothing better to do.
And then sleep for a week after it.
Exactly. So, also a bucket list race is just to go to as well. So,
Yep.
but that is what I got for the Rolex 24.
Thanks.
Yeah, so obviously, action-packed weekend racing, as we just touched on, Penske gets another big time win, and a big time event. So the hot streak continues for Penske, in capturing the Rolex 24 win this past weekend. So, well, as we always do, let's get right into this. Still don't have a name for the segment, so we're just going to hit you with the random racing fact segment again here, from the past week. Every discipline that we could come up with, and any news, interesting news that came across the old smart box is in this segment. So we'll just throw it to the Jack man. I know he's got a couple interesting facts to start us off with.
Yeah, so we'll kind of rip through the dirt side of things here before we jump to NASCAR. On the late model side of things, Tanner English files his paperwork to run the World of Outlaws full time in 2025. So, kind of interesting is he previously had said last year he liked running Cedar Lake, but was away from one of his favorite tracks and ran the same weekend. So, kind of a little bit of an interesting dynamic there. But yeah, back at the World of Outlaws 2025. Going to the Longhorn side of things on the late model side. I believe it's Whittier Motorsports.
Whittler.
Whittler will end up heading up the factory crate program for Longhorn Chassis. So they'll be running a crate program for them, getting that kicked off for the 2025 season. And then going to the sprint car side of things, just two notable ones. Skyler G is going to run the World of Outlaws, along with Hunter Schoenberg going to run World of Outlaws as well. So both those guys will run full-time for the World of Outlaw title.
Side note, I believe it was in that Longhorn, the Whittler Motorsports. I believe it's Dalton Wilson's younger brother. He's going to be
Yep,
the
Ethan
driver.
Wilson.
He's going to be a driver of that team. So,
Kind of acts as a driver development program.
yep. So, looks like that family's got their boots well in the dirt racing scene. So, be interesting to see how he shakes out. All right. I'm hopping into this next section, and this is where things are going to get dicey. Here we go. All right. LaJoie, the weapon. He is going to attempt the 500 in the Rick Ware 01, running a limited schedule. So He announces it's in alignment with his Stacking Pennies podcast. Yeah, which also aligns with his total race winnings in his career. So,
He wow.
will also be an analyst in the Amazon booth for five races across the year.
that's
So,
yep, probably a little bit of a pain here to the old tire changer. It's one of his boys. But nonetheless, not gone, but we're just gonna see him a little bit less frequently. And when he is on the track, trust me, you're gonna know. So, sticking with the Daytona 500 here, Chandler Smith announces he's gonna attempt the 500 in the 66. And so that moves our Daytona 500 entries up to 45 confirmed entries. So, again, Chandler Smith, on the Cup Series here, this are attempting to make the Cup Series 500, right around the corner. Another interesting note, NASCAR made the news last week. NASCAR is going to run an option tire for the Spring Phoenix race. So I'm all for this. Love this announcement. Hopefully gives us a little bit more shaking and moving, a little bit more passing. Hopefully helps it out. So that'll be
yep.
interesting right out of the gate too. And we'll see. Maybe it goes well and bring back the option tire for the championship race, question mark.
Hope so.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we'll see. I think that's why they're doing it now though. So it'll be interesting right out of the gate. So getting down into little truck series news here. Andrés Pérez, last year's ARCA champ, he announces he's going to drive the 77 Spire Motorsports truck full time next year. So Spire getting their truck lineup solidified here with that announcement. So then hopping into some sponsorship news here. Red Bull announces they're going to sponsor Connor Zilish at COTA in his Cup debut and SVG in five races. So can't say it's unexpected that SVG brought Red Bull into the sport, but love that he did. I was gonna say, I think we haven't had Red Bull since the old Vickers days in the old 83, or has it been a little bit more recent than that?
Just the old Red Bull Racing team.
Yeah.
Yeah,
A long
so
time.
long time. So anyways, good for SVG bringing Red Bull back in the NASCAR Cup Series. So and then biggest announcement out of the last week on FKKF, fucking Casey Kane Friday. They make the announcement that Casey Kane is back with RCR in the Xfinity race at Rockingham. So just that was awesome that he dropped that news on FKKF, Casey
You
Kane
think that was
Friday.
on
So
purpose?
I
Guaranteed.
probably.
Absolutely. I gotta just hold on a second. What is the name of that Twitter page?
I ask Parker Kligerman a question every day or something like that.
That's
There you go.
his title, but yeah,
I
his
don't know what
at is
the like
like
the yeah.
handle, yeah.
At
is the handle's like yes boy or something.
But
Anyways, yeah.
if you haven't followed that account, go follow that account because you always know when it's Friday.
Fucking Casey Kane burning her down, boys.
Oh man. Oh Christ, that was epic. That was absolutely on purpose.
Yeah, I love that. All right, getting a little dry mouth here, so somebody else pop in.
I'll take the first three here, Vangel.
Right.
Looking into Front Row's truck program, they're actually going to renumber, trade numbers, however you want to say it. Lane Riggs will go to the 34. Chandler Smith will drive the 38. So a little number change for Lane Riggs. In ownership news, Jimmy Johnson is now the majority owner at Legacy. Maury Gallagher will move to an ambassador role. So Jimmy Johnson is now majority owner in Legacy. So investing a little bit more into that program, showing that he's going to be involved in the sport even after his driving days.
Kind
So,
of lines up too with him not running as many cup races this year.
yep. Absolutely.
Just looking to take on that ownership role.
Yep. And then NASCAR has put out their Xfinity and Truck Dash for Cash along with the Triple Truck Challenge as well. Those races have been announced. So when you're looking for those, check the schedule.
I actually got them right here.
Okay.
Xfinity, the Dash for Cash. Vegas, the 315 race will be the qualifying race. And then the following races, Homestead, Martinsville, Bristol, and Rockingham will be those races.
Oh boy. Well, you already know who's got Rockingham won, so.
Side note with that, Cup drivers will be allowed in those races. But obviously, they will not be a part of the Dash for Cash itself.
Right. Yep.
Truck Series Triple Truck Challenge. It is going to be Martinsville, Bristol, Rockingham. $50 bonus for one win. If you go 2 for 3, it's 150. If you get all three, it's 500K.
So solid pity.
Yep. So,
Here's a random fact while we're on Rockingham and FKKF. You guys know why Case Kane stepped down?
why?
Per sources, no, legitimate. One of the reasons he stopped racing was because he had an he's an illness and he had trouble staying hydrated during NASCAR races. Forced him into early retirement. And if it wasn't for that, we'd still be dominating today. I'm
It'd be
just saying,
interesting nonetheless.
Chase Elliott wouldn't be in that nine.
Ooh, that's a bold
Or
claim.
Kyle Larson wouldn't be in that five.
Wow.
Oh,
Wow.
FKKF would have that thing locked down.
Wow.
Right, let's get going here. On this some Xfinity Daytona news, Ryan Truex will be running a second Sam Hunt racing car. He'll be driving the number 24 in that race. And then Cup owners points from SHR and some other teams have been transferred officially. So here's how things go. The SHR 4 is now the Front Row Motorsports number 4. So basically, it went from Barry to Gregson. The 14 is now the Trackhouse number 88. So it went from Briscoe to SVG. The Stewart Haas Racing 10 is now the 23-11-35, so went from Gregson to Herbst.
Yep.
The Rick Ware Racing 15 is now the RFK 60, so went from was Haley that duo to Ryan Preece.
Yep.
Colleague 31 is the Colleague 10, so stays in house. And then the 41 SHR stayed in house as well. So that tells you where the charters, who bought what charters essentially then as well.
That is your roadmap. Yep. Absolutely.
So that's how that went. Hitting on some super late model asphalt side of things. Carson Brown announced that he will be full time in the ASA series, Stars series with Anthony Campy Racing. And one that came out about a half hour ago, Ty Fredrickson will also be running full time in the ASA Stars Tour in his own stuff. So that makes 13 official teams signed up for the full time program. Or I should
That's
say 13 teams, 12 drivers. Rhett
yep.
Jones Racing still has to announce a driver for them. Of note, and I mentioned this to us in the podcast when, or not in the podcast, the group chat when Carson Brown got announced with Anthony Campy, no Casey Roderick, your defending champ.
Yep.
So still sponsorship issues there?
Maybe.
Question mark. Of note too, you don't have Ty Majeski either, so you don't have your two past two champs signed up for the program.
Speaking of him.
Speaking of him, Ty Majeski will be running the ASN opener at New Smyrna Speedway for the Clyde Hart Memorial. Thought process here, as we just thought about as before we jumped on, and this has been a partnership that's been run before. He might be running a Billy Van Meter car, in which the favor will be repaid if Van Meter comes up north.
Van
Van
Meter
Meter,
or
or not
Hind?
Van Meter, Hind. My bad.
Hind. Yep.
Hind.
Yeah.
I had
Yeah.
Van Meter on my list here, and
Oh yeah. Yep.
yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, Hind.
Those two have seemed to trade rides for marquee super late model events back and forth, or you come run a car for me and then I'll come down by you. Especially when you look at Oktoberfest and now Winchester, places like that. So he's Ty Majeski's made it clear that he will not be running his own stuff until there's been some rule amendments. So have to know that he will be in partnership with another program in terms of running. So, yeah.
Ooh. That's what I got for you.
Yeah, it's the news is picking up. Again, teams are starting to finalize their on the NASCAR side, teams are starting to finalize driver, crew chief, all that stuff starting to come in place. Again, dirt late models, they're back in action. So, starting to see some more dominoes fall there with drivers choosing what series they're going to chase and follow. And yeah, things are starting to pick up, and we are right around the corner from being full go into racing season. So the news is gonna keep coming hot and heavy. So yeah. With that, we're gonna hop into just a little debate or topic that we want to discuss. Just as, avid race fans, we wanted to talk some streaming and just talk through, our experiences with streaming, the pros and cons of it. What are some of the things that are nice about it? What are some of the bad things? How does it impact our sport? And so we just want to talk about a little bit about streaming tonight and just racing in general and streaming in general. So, where do we want to start? Because I mean, I can kick it off and unless one of you guys is just chomping at the bit to go.
You're introducing yourself. Go for it.
You set yourself up on the
So,
platter for.
yeah, so I'll dish out a pro and a con right off the bat, okay? A pro. One thing I love is like flow racing. You get to experience so many different disciplines of racing, and you get to see a lot of racing that you wouldn't typically be able to see. I love to be able to watch Lucas Oil. If it wasn't for flow racing, I'd be SOL. So I love the convenience of it. Just the ability to, on a Tuesday night, be able to flip on your TV and you can watch a race in Georgia. You can watch a race in Carolinas. You can watch a race someplace over there. And then you also get just a ton of different disciplines. I mean, you get the crazy carts.
Oh yeah,
You
Monday
get
nights.
crazy carts. You can watch, semis drag racing. I mean, the other night there's snowmobile racing on snowcross. So just a ton of different stuff that streaming allows for us. I will say the con, and probably not surprise, streaming. This just pisses me off is the amount of we can't have one streaming service, of course. Each series has got to have a streaming service, which means I can't watch the Woo because they're on Dirt Vision. And you can't watch some asphalt stuff because they're on Racing America. And they just get you. Can't watch a race unless you sign up for that free subscription that locks you in for a year long, that you'll eventually have to pay something. So, that is one thing that is a little bit, I would say it's a con. It's just, as you go across disciplines and then you go to different series and different divisions, and sanctioning bodies, you're going to get different streaming services, which is going to make you get out your checkbook a lot more frequent.
Yeah, I think kind of going on top of that, you talked about at least with your our experience of Flow is getting to see different tracks weekly in different divisions and different series and that type of stuff. I do think on that side of things, one positive of that is the exposure for some of those guys that may never get themselves to a big event. Some of these weekly guys that don't get to go to the big shows because they just can't afford to do it. They're working a job, they're working on their stuff at night. Like that part I do think is cool for them to get an exposure, to get that Flow Racing interview, winning a feature or winning a heat, even though it's weekly. But I do think that exposure is kind of a beneficial thing just because you never know when a sponsor might see that interview and say, "Hey, what are your plans here? Do you want to go run, try to run a big event where that can kind of spark not only a sponsorship opportunity, but an opportunity for a driver to get to a big event that on their weekly budget they may never have the opportunity to do." So I do think the exposure piece of that is cool to see too. So
Gives guys a chance that, if they find themselves getting an interview, gives them guys, like you said, a guy gives those guys a chance to cut a promo.
yep.
I will say, like, kind of, I'm probably gonna do more piggybacking than anything. Watch races that you can't get, or just the number of racing you can, the amount of races you can watch. Like you brought Cam, you brought up Flow Racing. Like I probably discovered Flow Racing because of the Chili Bowl, if I'm gonna be honest. That's probably how I discovered the Chili Bowl.
Nope.
So then from there, got the subscription. And from there, my involvement in dirt racing between getting in you guys talking to me about it and having Flow Racing got me into more of the Lucas Oil side of things. And then from there, like I, with Kyle Larson doing his things, like I knew him on the World Outlaw side of things. So I got Dirt Vision because of Larson running the Outlaws. Got the Dirt Vision subscription, and now I've been able to watch the World Outlaw late models, and the sprint cars from there, and the extreme midgets. So I would say that those two services got me more involved in the dirt racing, and have been able to learn a lot from that with your guys' help as well. And I just have been able to become more of a fan of that now. To the con side of things, I put in here, and Cam, you touched on it. There's so many of them. If I had to go through my list as far as what stuff I have bookmarked here, I've got Flow Racing, Dirt Vision. I've got Peacock, which I actually had that for the Rolex 24 and Supercross this year.
Okay.
Midwest Tour TV.
Yep.
And Pit Row TV,
Yep.
because those are two separate entities.
Yep.
So just in those alone, I've got five. I'm paying subscriptions for five services, just to watch racing, and that's not
Yep.
including YouTube TV to get the rest of my TV.
Right.
So you're paying a ton, and that's not, and I'm not even paying for Race America.
I mean, And for the average Joe, that's not John Menard's right-hand man. Some of us can't afford that.
So yeah, and I'm paying the full year subscription for Dirt Vision and Flow Racing.
Yep.
I forget what the other ones are, but I mean, yeah, you're talking about a lot of money that you're pumping in just to watch racing.
Yep.
The other part, and I'm going to probably touch on a con here, is, everybody says, well, all this streaming, it takes away from fans being at racetracks, and it's taking money away from the racetracks, and that's not always the case. I think the common misconception is these streaming programs do provide revenue for the racetracks. They do get a chunk of the money.
Yep.
I know when the Snowball Derby was on Flory or not a Flory Racing, Racing America for the longest time, it was always, well, it's taken away from the pay-per-view is taking away the money from the racetrack. That pay-per-view dollar is the same dollar as what a race ticket would have been.
Yep.
Now, how much of that goes to the racetrack, I don't know. But the track is getting money out of that, which is in turn helping them because they could only sell so many seats.
Yep.
So you're able to get that larger audience by having that pay-per-view money coming in.
Yeah, your capacity is, you could essentially say your capacity is unlimited.
In a way, yep. Your
It's
viewing capacity, yep.
whatever your internal website driver interface can handle, really.
Yep. Which then to that point, this pay-per-view money hopefully goes into the purse money for the drivers, raises your purse money, there in turn hopefully gets more drivers to the racetrack, which there in turn brings more fans to the racetrack or streaming services, and it just snowballs from there. Which in the previous episode we talked about purse money and how that brings drivers in and stuff like that. So if you can get one thing right out of those three items, really, if you can get one of them to start clicking, the rest of that just falls into place, I feel.
Yep. And I mean, so I think you kind of led me to my next kind of conversation point here with that is these streaming services, and we talk about Flow Racing, we just seem to just toot their horn all the time. But like, let's look at what they've done in the last year in terms of race events and sticking money into purses. I mean, they literally have their own Dirt Super Late Model series. They created a series with purses and points fund and all of these things on top of sticking money into the Snowball Derby, sticking money into the Gateway Dirt Nationals. Like that, on top of that, I just think sometimes that gets lost in this big scheme of all of the, well, there might not be that individual that goes to the track. Well, but it might draw more cars to the track. And when you look at weighing it that way, there's then you start to weigh that as well. So I just think when you start to really look at the logistics of it, and Flow Racing does a fine job with all of that, like they are reinvesting that money in significant amounts. So yeah, I just think that was worth noting.
Well, Flow Racing is also sponsoring cars. That's the other thing too. I mean, given they're probably more or less with Kyle Larson than anybody else, but nonetheless, they're pumping money into the racing community.
What does that do? That puts Kyle Larson in a car. What does that draw? Fans. What does the track do? They sell food and beer and drinks.
And seats.
Correct. It gets people there. Absolutely. So that's, those again, that's part of it. I mean, they sponsored him for the Chili Bowl.
Yep. And it's like, so I was kind of doing some digging here. Like the Midwest Tour, for example. Like I think for those that are constant listeners of us, which first off, we appreciate, they know that I think out of the three of us, I'm definitely more the boots on the ground guy. I definitely cover a lot more ground than what you guys do on the year. So Midwest Tour, for example, they've got the Midwest Tour TV. I mentioned that, yes, I have a subscription to Midwest Tour TV. There are one or two races on the year that I do not get to. Probably Hawkeye Downs and to be determined on Norway this year. We'll see how things go.
You go to Grundy?
Grundy, that'd be the other one.
I was gonna say Grundy's a haul, brother.
Yep, that'd be the other one. Grandpa tried to do that one this year, rained out.
Christ.
It happened. Basically, what happened to Davenport is what happened to them.
Right.
So, but no. So like it. Yes, I get to the majority of the schedule, but it gives me that opportunity to, for the races that I can't attend in person, still watch those races and be able to know what happened at those races and the storylines that came out of it.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that's where that comes into play. Now, does it get its full use? I would say yes, between the three of us in some way, shape, or form. It gets
We'll make that public.
its use.
Yeah.
But
I
so,
would
like,
agree.
the other, so, like, I would say a con here in this point, and I'm going to focus in on the Dells. Now, it has been said that all NASCAR weekly races, for the most part, are streamed on Flow Racing. So I did some digging. I've got Pit Row TV, which the Dells has gone to in the past couple years, and the Flow Racing schedule. When I look at Pit Row, they've got all their races for the Live for Five posted, what dates they're on, everything like that. Cool. I look at Flow Racing and I pick a random Saturday, and they do not have it on their schedule, which could be added, but who knows? So the point there is that, okay, now if a track is kind of quote unquote double dipping, now it's a what streaming service do I need? What one do I need to be on?
Which one are we on tonight? Which bookmark am I clicking tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's our, and maybe this will start another conversation point here. Now, with NASCAR jumping into so many different providers and services there, now your old school long-term fan might struggle a little bit trying to keep up every week.
I mean, you're not talking even old school, traditional fan. You're talking about die hard right here, right now. You're looking at somebody who's, dude, I CW. That's why Kellen and I joke, it's can't watch.
Well,
Just it.
no, 100%.
And it's like I said to Kellen, me and Kellen were actually texting about this the other day. Like I just get. The two, the split, Fox and
NBC
NBC, I think that was fine.
worked great
First
for
half
years.
of the year, Fox, and then at whatever point it flips and it's like, all right, NBC crew's on, and I thought it was fine. But now we're getting into this singing the song and dance where it's Fox gets four races, then we jump to Amazon Prime for four races, then to CW for four races, then NBC comes in, and it's just like.
Wait, does the CW have cup races this year?
No, they do
No,
not.
they
No,
don't.
they do not.
Thank God.
A little bit of an exaggeration, but.
I would all NASCAR get
Well,
a phone call
but no, I
tomorrow.
mean, legitimately, like, you're gonna have to print off a schedule and, like, look at. What channel am I watching the race on this weekend?
So I'm looking at the first seven races on the schedule here, including the Clash and the dual races. First seven races, the Clash is on Fox, the main channel. The duels are on FS1. The first three races of the regular season are on Fox, and then it switches to FS1 again. And then it jumps back and forth. It goes to Fox for Talladega, and then it's on FS1 the rest of the time. Now, and this is where I think it'll be a problem. I don't know what your guys' situation is, but this is where it could be a problem, I think, for a lot of people. After that race, after North Wilkesboro, the All-Star race, you switch to Prime and only Prime. And You're rattling off some races here. Coke 600, Crown Jewel Race, Prime.
Oh.
Nashville, Prime. Firekeepers 400 at Michigan. Streamline middle of the pack race, right? Prime. Okay. Cup race at Mexico City. First time down there, Prime. And then the cup race at Pocono is on Prime as well. And those are your five races that Prime has access to. And then, and this is, we'll see how this goes as well. You go to TNT Sports, which does that mean it's on TNT? Is that on one? I don't know what their other channels are. TBS. So which one of those is that on? Which is
So,
also simulcasted on Max for streaming purposes. So, that 10-race stretch is good. I think going to be very eye-opening for NASCAR as far as what the viewership is. So, I mentioned what races are on Prime just because I got it up here. There are some doozies on here for TNT Sports as well. Given, again, don't know what exact channel they're on, but TNT Sports. Cup race at Atlanta. Access to Super Speedway, obviously. Chicago Street Course, which honestly, well, honestly has put on a couple interesting races. Sonoma, a road course race, obviously. Dover always ends up being decent. And the Brickyard 400, another crown jewel.
TV. Oh, they got the Brickyard.
So you got, yep.
Stop.
So you've got two crown jewel races, I would consider, that are not on NBC, on an NBC program or a Fox program. So, just throwing that out there.
I'm just gonna tell you, and for those that listen, I sit here and grumble because I just want it to be simple. But you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna have to shit the screen this anyways. Like, I don't know.
But again, that's for us who are, you know, diehards, and we'll find a way to watch the race at, I want to say, no cost. But again, we can sit here and bicker about it. But again, when it comes times where we're jumping streams and channels and this and that, and we can't figure out a way to trick the system.
Fair.
Gonna end up getting
So,
our credit cards out.
well, correct. And I mean, obviously, if worse comes to worse, I'm just saying, you've got the radio call, which I always say radio is great. I love the radio calls. Does it give you the full picture? No, but I
No.
still think they are some pretty good calls,
Great for
personally.
on the go.
Yep.
Yeah, of
Absolutely.
course.
There was a couple times last year when I was on the road that I'd throw on the NASCAR app and NASCAR PRN. They're
Yeah.
awesome.
I don't
So.
know. I just hope that this doesn't come as a detriment to the viewership.
Yep.
I can see it being a problem in certain stints. You know, like for us, like when we have our TV package, when I looked at my TV package, I looked at it and said, can I have Fox and can I get NBC? Those were the two I needed. I knew they were in there. That's why I went with my TV provider. I think we get TNT. I'll have to look. I don't know off the top of my head. I believe I do. But when I was looking at it, yes, I knew all of the other sports. When I look at Badgers and all the other things I was going to watch, those were a part of my package. But when I was looking at it, I went with the route I did because I knew that those were both in there that I could watch the entire season on one single app. So
I'm doing some digging here on
Yeah,
TNT Sports.
I will say, while you do some digging, another I not it's a con, but it very rarely does it happen. But once in a while, some of these streaming services, a con that you always have to deal with though is, can the old technology hold up? And again, very rarely does it happen, but once in a while you get a stream that's not clear, it's a little bit glitchy, it's a little bit laggy, or you get the, sometimes you're watching Flow Racing and you get the, this event will return shortly, and then you get to listen to the Flow Racing tune for 40 minutes. Granted, they do have the quick and efficient alternative backup to YouTube. But, again, for some of those other streams that don't have that, that can be, you get to a racing track back in the boonies, and sometimes the streams, I mean, they got the best technology they're given, and sometimes the streams just aren't, it's glitchy, it's laggy, it's not the most clear picture, and that that can be frustrating.
Yep.
TNT Sports. Streaming, it's the parent company's streaming service of Max, but it's primarily on True TV, TBS, and TNT. So essentially, if you could watch March Madness, you could watch NASCAR.
Okay.
March Madness being college basketball.
I don't think I can watch March Madness, so. I couldn't last year, so.
Basically, like I said, it's True TV, TBS, and TNT.
Yep, I'll be setting those out.
So
Dude,
that's what
that
that is.
brutal. Okay, all right. Well, I'm gonna have to do a little research on that, see if that figured out. But I mean, I think really at the end of the day, when it comes down to the streaming side of things, I do think that the value of the streaming outweighs the negative of cumulative within those two pros and cons.
And I would say yes. But I mean, to your guys' point too, I mean, it's no secret. You two are much more boots on the ground. And hopefully, I can get to a few more this year, but I don't want to say I abuse it, but I'm somebody who I'm not at the track as frequently as you guys are. But the blessing is we ha I have, we can hop on Tuesday and do this, and we can talk like I was sitting right next to you guys at the races. And that's somebody who is coming from the opposite end. It's like,
You rely on streaming services.
bingo. It's like, hey, why would I drive 2.5 hours to the racetrack when I can sit down tonight and grill my own food and sit in my recliner and I'm, I can watch a race. But again, there is the aspect though of the you walking into the racetrack and getting that good hit of race fuel smell and
Yep,
something
toxic.
different for being, yeah.
Yeah, you're not spending $30 on gas to get to the track. You're not spending $25 on a ticket. You're not spending 10, 15 bucks on food that you don't know if it's going to settle well for you or not, and
Yep.
make that late night drive back to get home at 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Yeah.
So, the other thing that I think we kind of forgot to mention is, we talk revenue generation, like high limit. That was a big reason why that became a thing because, but Brad Sweet was probably the most notable speaker of this, talking about the Dirt Vision Corporation or the Worldwide Racing Corporation. The revenue going to the drivers wasn't as much as what Floor Racing is offering high limit.
Yep. And now on top of that, we're not even talking single drivers. We're talking programs to go up and down the road. You know, that's, and it's easy to say a program that goes down up and down the road. But we're talking about not even anything to do with the race car. We are talking crew members. We are talking travel to and from said racetracks or from one to the next. So I think when you think about that bigger picture, that part of it too keeps some of these teams that might be fringy on following a national tour that we get to watch somebody weekly on Flow. That part of it may draw them in, or that revenue sharing may be the difference maker in getting that organization up and down the road.
Remind me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the Lucas Oil series used to be their main television streaming was MAV TV?
Correct.
So I'm just trying to figure out when they switched to Flow. Because I mean, I like I said, that revenue definitely had to be a big part of when they switched or why they switched. I would
Right.
figure. So, I mean, that's as these streaming services come up.
The Lucas Oil Late Models, when their initial start to streaming on Flow was June 30th, 2022. This
So,
was a part of a partnership between MAV TV, Motorsports Network, and Flow Sports.
sure.
So basically, what it does, short bullet points for you, is MAV TV Plus live content is available on Flow. It expanded Flow Racing's offerings, but it also created a better streaming experience for MAV TV viewers.
MAV TV is owned by Lucas Oil, the actual oil company.
Yep.
So,
So that's what they did, is they kind of got together and partnered. In reality, what it did is they put MAV TV's content on Flow Racing's platform, just kind of as a partnership to expand both Flow and to bring a bigger experience or better experience to the MAV TV viewers. So, yeah. Yep, they were MAV TV for a while, and then obviously shifted over to Flow.
Gotcha. So, I mean, again, series are looking at what programs or services give them the most revenue to not only pay their folks, but to pay drivers as well.
Yep.
Drivers and crews.
Absolutely.
So, it's unfortunately, it's kind of the day and age that we're in.
Yeah, I mean, what the hard part is, and it's crazy as it seems, some of these guys will pay for the streaming service that they are on, and they will watch it in the car before they roll out on the racetrack. Let's not be, let's look at that too. You look at guys sitting in the car. It's a tool. As crazy as it seems, that streaming service can be a tool for drivers.
You see it a lot of sprint car side of the world too. Sprint car drivers are sitting in the staging area getting ready to get pushed out, and a crew guy standing there, either with a timing board or a streaming service where they can watch, sit there and watch and see the qualifying times and see who's, what line they're running. So,
That's another thing. This isn't stream related, but how much, given it's cheap at that, but how much we're paying for race monitor to get time in scoring?
yeah, that's another
My race
seven.
pass.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
Yeah, absolutely.
what you come to learn is they're going to get you no matter
oh, absolutely.
how.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, no, I mean, all in all, Overall, though, I'm glad that these options are available because, again, I feel like there's a ton more racing that we can watch. And especially with those programs, like you could watch as many races as you've got TVs. So, like, I got my computer monitor up here. I got this one that I'm currently got you guys on. I got my TV sitting over here. I've got actually another TV sitting over here that I busted out this weekend. And then
Yep.
if I really wanted to, I could watch on my phone. So if I wanted single races on screens, I could watch up to five there. And that's not even including if I wanted to split screen something.
Yep. Yeah.
As
You're
long as
making
my internet can handle it.
your single person viewership is just absolutely astronomical.
I'm all over the goddamn place.
Flo's going, son of a biscuit. We're gonna have to up that watch price for him.
Yeah.
Why did my Flo Racing go up? I don't know, mine didn't.
So, but that's the advantage you get though too. It's just again, it's the as many screens as you got, go for it.
That is cool. And like you said, I think, overall the streaming thing, it is a positive. It is positive for racing. And again, I think it, gets fans, like you said, can just get fans interested in different disciplines, different series of racing. And then, you can get a new fan that's gonna support the series somehow. We can't go to every Lucas Oil race, but we all have bought in Lucas Oil drivers merch. So, it is overall positive. But again, the downside is too, we've talked about it and we beat this drum all the time, is you got to be able to support your local tracks, because it feels like, every month we're dealing with an announcement of a track is announcing it's their last year, it's closing at the end of the year, it's closing its operations immediately. And so that is, the balance and the downside that we're kind of fighting here, is the streaming's great. Lets you be able to watch from the comfort of your own home across the country. But then also, for my, I'm as guilty as anybody. Hey, drive 1 hour and 45 minutes or 2 hours, get your butt in the seat at the track, support the track, and spend the $20 at the concession and, be there. So I don't know. It's a balance.
Yep.
Yep, for sure.
Absolutely.
Any other final thoughts on the whole streaming conversation?
I don't know if we've ever said this before, but if you don't have Flow Racing, you should get Flow Racing. I don't know if you guys have ever mentioned that, but we love Flow Racing. They've been phenomenal to have to watch.
It has come in handy more often than not.
Lucas Oil to High Limits to All Star Circuit of Champs is going to be on there this summer with their revival, to Snowcross, to drag. If you want to watch drag racing, they had a big drag racing event this past weekend. Flow Racing
USAC.
had USAC, weekly series stuff. You can watch Snowcross. I mean, midget
There's
stock
a
cars,
lot of
big
stuff.
sprints, late models. There's parts of this that I haven't even explored because there's just so much stuff on there. So, yeah. But.
Again, it provides some wild stuff. I mean, shit, this weekend I was just flipping through it, and yeah, I think there was a snow cross at Deadwood. I'm like, I'll throw it on. So I watched snow cross for a couple races. Again, it's just, you never know what you're going to see on there.
No.
So, any other final thoughts on the old streaming conversation?
Well, I think we hit on everything.
Yeah.
If there's no other thoughts on the streaming conversation, then let's get into our random fact of the week.
Easy, easy,
Actually,
easy.
no. that is a segment that I'm going to try to get rolling here closer to NASCAR. The two random facts I had were jumping the gun in on the NASCAR season. So, but there's a segment I am going to try to bring here weekly. It's just bring you guys either a random fact or a random question that I can pose to you guys and see if you guys know the answer. And it can
All
be, it's
right.
going to be anything under the sun. So that is going to be firing up soon. So, but we'll skip this week's random fact.
I
Anyways.
think we thank you for that.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, just releasing a new daily stat out there in the X world. In the X world. anyways, let's get into some race previews.
Back
We
at it,
are again,
finally.
I was gonna
Yeah.
say, just as I said, racing season is ramping up here, and this is the segment that has been dead for a while here, is definitely firing back up. So I'll throw it to one of you guys, and you guys can hit these race previews.
I'll go ahead and take the first one. That seems to be right up my alley. I love this one. Lucas Oil Dirt Late Models get kicked off here. They will be racing at Alltech, down in the south. So it looks like we have the Winter Nationals for 3 nights of racing with a practice night prior to that. So they got 4 nights. They are coming off of what was supposed to be 2 nights at Needmore for Hunt the Front, but tonight was rained out or canceled. So they'll have tomorrow night, which would be Tuesday night at Needmore, if you're looking for a little race in there. Some guys there practicing. So we're expect a good healthy car count for the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Models for 3 nights of racing.
I think the one that we're all excited for, NASCAR is back on track this weekend. NASCAR is at Bowman Gray for the Busch Light Clash.
Yeah, I just want to, before you go any further, I just want to shout out, last year off season we did an episode on create your own schedule, and I just want to shout out myself. I threw the clash at Bowman Gray, so
You
kudos,
did.
Gasman.
I will give you that one that you did.
Shout yourself
I will
out.
give you that.
You did.
God.
How you pulled that off, I'll never figure that out, but.
Yep. Heat races. Heat practice and heat races are on Saturday. They take, I'm trying to remember the format for this. Let's see if this will do me any good here. Probably not. Oops.
Don't make me get out my FUBU account to tell you how this is going to go.
Yeah. Race format. Here we go. All right. So, oh, that wasn't the one I
Saturday
wanted.
nights is qualifying and heat races.
Yep. And I'm trying to remember how many they take out of the heat races.
Because then Sunday you have more qualifiers and then.
They take the top five, I believe, out of heat races. Yep, they take top five out of each heat race, and that goes into the feature. They have the last chance qualifier for anybody else that didn't qualify. They take the top two out of that one,
Yep. What is it,
and then they'll
23
have
cars they're gonna run?
one provisional, so they'll have 23 cars
Yep.
starting this one.
So I think that leads us into our first round of race picks, doesn't it?
Oh God. I don't even know where to start on this one. Let's start. Okay, hold on. Let's do this. We need picking order.
Yep, random spinner
So,
wheel.
if we're going to go off of last year's standings,
Yeah, who won that, by the way?
I was unofficially the champ. We never really declared who was the winner.
Okay. Perfect. We can skip over that then.
So, if we're going off of standings, the picking order would be Kellen, Cam, and then myself.
Go first.
So, Kellen, you're first. Who do you got? Keep in
Ty
mind,
Gibbs.
Hamlin won last year, so you're gonna go Gibbs.
Yeah, that doesn't mean, I mean, you might as well pee into the wind telling us who won that race last year. It means nothing.
Fair enough. All right, Cam, who do you got?
Wait, so who'd he pick?
He
Ty
picked
Gibbs.
Gibbs.
Ty Gibbs?
Yeah. We'll look at the class from last year that was not even at the same racetrack. Great idea.
Yeah, I actually am. I mean, just because you got to get a feel for it. I mean, it's a similar style track. It's going to be short, hard to pass. Give me, I'm gonna steal Van Grol's pick here. Give me Ryan Blaney.
That's a good
It's a
one.
really
He's
good one.
got a niche for a short track there. He's good at Martinsville. P3 last year.
Oh God. Now I
Started
gotta think
23rd,
about
drove it
it.
to third. Yeah, I'll take that all day. Plus 20, hard charger.
I mean, absolutely no rhyme or reason to any of this until
You
a
know
race
what?
happens.
Give me a guy that stunk up our short track race here a while back. Give me old Kyle
Oh.
Larson.
Oh, love that.
So you might as well go through and pick a second one because we don't even know if our drivers will make the race.
Yep, I was
Oh
gonna say that.
God. If we're gonna go snake draft here, that means I'm up.
Yep.
You know what? I'm gonna go with this guy. He's always sneakily good. Give me Alex Bowman. Cam, you get a second pick. There's a name that finished second last year that I think all of us saw, and we just don't know if we want to go with it or not.
I'm steering clear of that for the entire year.
Yeah, so you knew
That
exactly what I was thinking then.
entire camp.
Yep, fair enough.
That's the old left-reared camp.
Yeah, who do you...
Rack 'em, rack
Jesus.
'em. Give me Tyler Reddick. I like that.
Whoa,
It's not
what?
bad.
You know what? I'm gonna pick this guy, and I don't know if he's gonna do anything or not. And you guys are probably gonna laugh at me, but this guy doesn't care if he pisses off the entire field. Give me Denny Hamlin.
Oh God.
Gotta remember, this isn't gonna be gentle.
Correct.
This isn't gonna be, excuse me, let me through here. This is gonna be rough and rowdy, so I'm taking Hamlin.
Now, I'm gonna pose a question out here, Cam. I think we could kind of steal your thunder here with your one question. Do we or do we not see a good old classic Bowman Gray fight?
I mean,
Yeah.
the temperature's right for it. I'll say we're gonna have a little rumble.
Hey, I tell you what, it's the
I...
perfect place. Get him into the grass, let him out, and just go at it.
Yep. It's like the dome. Don't do it in the pits. Do it where everyone can see it. Yep.
And that, and not on that note, I shit, I might be rethinking my second pick. I might be picking Stenhouse.
Ooh. Oh. We're picking race winners, not fighters here.
True. All right. I'll stay with Redick.
We'll do if the time if the if that opportunity comes up, we'll make quick picks and maybe keep track of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's worth to mention as we start to get closer to the start of the season, we will post our fantasy league on our social medias and YouTube. When we get the link set up, I will post the link in the description of the video to come. So not quite this week, but next week we will have that ready so that those of you that want to do a little fantasy can get involved as well.
God,
That
February
war is
11th is when we could set our lineups.
about to start already. Wow.
Yep.
This is gonna be the year. This is gonna be the year for me. Gonna be the year.
Yep. Me too. So,
Well,
All right.
Any other final thoughts here?
No.
Well, yeah. That wraps up another doozy of an episode here. Racing season's ramping up here. News is coming in hot and heavy, and so stay tuned to our socials. We try to do a good job of getting breaking news out there and sharing it with you. So stay tuned to our socials. And then as we announced earlier, we do have a special guest on next week. I was supposed to be this week, but got shifted to next week. So stay tuned to that. We got a driver on the episode coming on, first driver guest. So gonna be fun. Gonna provide just another unique insight. Be fun to chat with and learn more from him on that. So again, we will start getting it in the back of your brain. NASCAR fantasy, it's going to be coming here soon. So start getting those gears turning and keeping that in the back of your brain. You guys are probably losing sleep over it, thinking you have to go up against me. But as always, don't be afraid to like, comment, subscribe. Don't flame us in the comments, though. I think I got a bone to pick with a few of you people in the comments, but no, we love it. Like, comment, subscribe, turn that bell on, and get all of our content. And thanks for watching, and we'll see y'all next week.